This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that his government has launched several schemes and programs with women at the center, which have benefited every section of society. Speaking through video conference from New Delhi on the occasion of the launch of the Mukhyamantri Mahila Rozgar Yojana for Bihar, the Prime Minister said the double engine government at the center and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar's government in Bihar is working together for women's welfare.
नवरात्रि के इस पावन पर्व में आप सबके आशीर्वाद हम सब के लिए एक बहुत बड़ी शक्ति. मैं आज आपका हृदय से आभार व्यक्त करता हूं और आज से मुख्यमंत्री महिला रोजगार योजना शुरू की जा रही. इस योजना से अब तक 75 लाख बहनें जुड़ चुकी. अभी एक साथ इन सभी 75 लाख बहनों के बैंक अकाउंट में 10,000 रुपए भेजे गए हैं.
The Prime Minister said the foundation for this was laid 11 years ago through the Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana, which enabled the opening of millions of bank accounts for women. Through video conference, the Prime Minister also interacted with the beneficiaries of the Mukhyamantri Mahila Rozgar Yojana from Purnia, Gaya, West Champaran and Bhojpur districts of Bihar. After 6 decades of service to the nation, the Indian Air Force's legendary fighter aircraft MiG-21 was given a final farewell today. The farewell ceremony was held at Chandigarh Air Base in the presence of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan, Air Force Chief Air Marshal AP Singh and other dignitaries. Speaking on the occasion, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh lauded the role of MiG-21 in the Indo-Pakistan War of 1971, saying that there have been many such occasions when the MiG-21 proved its decisive capacity. He said MiG-21,
for a long time, MiG-21 has been a witness to numerous heroic deeds. Its contribution has not been limited to a single event or a single war. From the war of 1971 to the Kargil conflict, or from the Balakot airstrike to Operation Sindhu, there has not been a moment when the MiG-21 has not provided tremendous strength to our armed forces.
President Draupadi Murmu today conferred the prestigious National Geoscience Awards 2024 at Rashtrapati Bhavan Cultural Centre in New Delhi. The National Geoscience Awards are among the country's oldest and most prestigious honours in the field of geosciences. Congratulating the awardees, the President said the awards are given to honour their commitment, innovation and excellence in fields of geosciences. She also highlighted that minerals have played a pivotal role in development of human civilization and laid the cornerstone for industries. The President added that industrialization cannot be envisioned without coal and iron. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tribute to former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Modi recalled his contributions to the nation building during his long years in public life. US President Donald Trump has said that he would not allow Israel to annex the West Bank. Mr. Trump made his surprised remarks while speaking to reporters yesterday ahead of the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's arrival in the US to address the United Nations General Assembly in New York today. The tensions have spiraled where the recent UN General Assembly summit, where several nations formally recognized Palestine. Trump's latest comment has sent shockwaves to the Israeli government, who reiterated that recognizing Palestine would not deter Israel. U.S. President Donald Trump met Pakistan's Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif in Washington yesterday. The meeting followed a trade deal between the U.S. and Pakistan and came shortly after Trump and Sharif very briefly met at the UN General Assembly. In Asia Cup cricket, Pakistan has set up the title clash with India, defeating Bangladesh by 11 runs in their Super Fours clash in Dubai last night. The summit clash will take place on Sunday. For the first time in 17 editions of the Asia Cup, India and Pakistan will clash in the final. Meanwhile, in another Super Four encounter before the finals, India will face Sri Lanka in the third match of the stage today in Dubai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.